Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, on a school trip, they stayed at a notoriously haunted hotel, and it did not disappoint.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is! And if you'd like to listen to the show with no commercials, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Give you advanced episodes there as well in the full archive. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. So if you had the opportunity to stay any haunted hotel in the world, we'll throw it out there of being in existence or not in existence anymore. Where would you pick? What would you want to go to?
Have gone to the Stanley already.
Stayed there
in Colorado. Yep, loved that place.
Yep,
I would like to go to Mount Washington.
And
I have to think of where that is, but it's a huge hotel, kind of like the ones you see in the old days where it's just huge and, you know, spiral staircases and all that kind of stuff. I think that would be where I'd want to go.
Mount Washington Hotel, the Omni Mount Washington. Is that what it is?
That is it. And it is in where? New Hampshire.
It looks a lot like Hotel Del Coronado almost in, out in California. It's that style of it. It's of the grand hotel nature. There was a ton of these that were built back in the day, and they're wooden hotels. I mean, again, a lot of things are built with wood, but the reason very few still stand is because most of them burned down over the last 150 years, but there's still a handful of these left. It's like the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. It's like Del Coronado. Disney has the Grand Floridian, which is like encompassing all of these into one. It's like an homage to these old grand hotels. This is a really neat one. I don't think I've ever really looked at this one much. A lot of ghost stories.
A lot of ghost stories. You can see the way it's built. There's kind of these octagonal parts of it.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the energy and reports of hauntings take place. So.
Oh, neat. No, that's one that's on my radar now that I'd like to go check out at some point. That's really cool.
Yes.
If I were to pick one, it's not technically a hotel that you think of in the sense of a hotel, but it would be the Queen Mary. Long Beach. I've always wanted to go there. I've never been there. The only time I've been to California has been in LAX. That's not necessarily the California experience. I've always wanted to go out there and check that out. Maybe in the coming year or two, I'll get an opportunity to do that. I believe they're reopened. I don't know if the hotel reopened or is it just like tours? Because they were closed during COVID. And then they went through a whole like ownership thing of who was running the place. And I know there's a lot of money that needs to go into that boat to keep it like there.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that all kind of shook out after COVID.
Yeah. I got to look into that one, but that would be the one I would love to go and stay on. Cause there's no ocean liners like that anymore that exist. And I've always been so fascinated with the ghost stories of that ship and that takes me all the way back to Unsolved Mysteries, you know?
Yeah.
And watching that episode with the pool and the footprints and back when they had to do like really cheesy special effects, but they did a pretty good job on Unsolved Mysteries for being what it was.
Looks like just hopping online. It looks like it's actually open again.
Good. That would be neat to see. Did you have any experiences when you were at the Stanley?
We did some group investigating with some members of the Ghost Hunters TV show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it always seemed to be just the group before us always had something go on, but we never did, which was another reason why I kind of think it has to do with who's in your group, what that energy is like, whether or not something's going to come through. I didn't have anything where I could specifically say, oh my gosh, that was, you know, I didn't have that, but it was still a great time.
I stayed there years ago, probably like 15 years ago. And I was wandering around. I was waiting for a friend of mine's flight to get in. So I was just by myself. I was sitting at the bar and talking for a while. Then I went and explored a little bit. And there's a building right next to it called the Carriage House. And it's another, yes. It's a big building. I mean, it's not like, don't picture like, it's like there's a ballroom in there. I think they use it for weddings and that sort of stuff. Really neat. You walk in, it's surrounded by balconies and all that. I went up to the door thinking it's going to be locked, but I wanted to just peek in. It's all dark. It's kind of storming this evening a little bit. No lights are on. The door's unlocked. So I go in because I'm like, why not? And I walk in there, and it's the spookiest like building I think I've ever been in. You could just see like kind of like lightning through the curtains and everything, and there's nothing on, and it's just... It was creepy as shit. I don't think anything paranormal happened, but the setting was one of the creepiest I've ever been in my life.
If I remember the episode of Ghost Hunters when they went to that, to the Stanley, there are some rooms and stuff in that carriage house that you can rent out and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the rooms in that building is where they got the most
early
experiences. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. It is a creepy, creepy building. And then I got married the next day to my first wife at another hotel, and that hotel has since burned down.
Well, if that doesn't tell you something.
The other one was called Mary's Lake Lodge, and it's, I don't believe it's standing anymore. but yeah, there's a little omen there. And I'm not married to that person either. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to this caller. Hi.
Yeah, my name's Ryan. I'm 21 years old. So I've got a couple, but I want to tell you guys, I guess, the most recent two I've experienced. Two years ago in July, I took a school trip out to Wyoming. And I can't remember exactly the name of this hotel, but it's out in Wyoming. It's deemed one of the most haunted hotels, you know, out in Wyoming, of course. I had a different experience there. I mean, we're going in there, it's a group of us. We had probably, I want to say 12 of us. 10 or 12 of us. And so we're out there for a geology school trip. We're out here at this lovely hotel. And I mean, of course, we all know it's been deemed as haunted. So we're all interested in what's going on. First day there, you know, we're looking around trying to get some stories, understand what all has happened there, what's going on. And so we all, you know, we're talking to the employees. They tell us a couple of their stories and tell us to go look around. And they don't mind. They say, stay out. Where did you want wandering the hotel? We don't mind. People do it all the time. So we're doing that. I'd say it's probably around 12 a.m. We have to leave the next morning to move on to somewhere else in Wyoming. But at 12 a.m., we're all walking around, looking at things. And we're as a group. So there's like 12 of us in a group walking around this hotel looking. And me, my buddy, me and two of my friends, we decide to play a trick, right? And there's only one door that leads up to our hotel rooms, and it's been wide open the whole time. So we decide to go up there, shut the door, sitting there holding the door, so it makes it seem like the door is shut. It can't get in. Something's going on. I'm sitting there holding the doorknob tight as I can. I mean, I'm a pretty strong guy, not gonna lie, but as I'm sitting there holding this doorknob, to where it can't move, to where they can't open this door, all of a sudden we hear footsteps coming up the steps. So, you know, we're expecting these people to try to open the door. And at that point, there's nine of them. And so I'm sitting there. Me and my friend are holding this door shut and holding the doorknob. And the doorknob twists in my hand. And I have like a death grip on this doorknob. This doorknob twists in my hand, makes my whole wrist twist, everything. Turns the doorknob with me locked on it. I give it 3 seconds, not even. I pull that door wide open because no one gave any push. The doorknob just twisted. So no one gave any push, so I open up the door and no one's standing there. That was weird. You know, move on. Next one is, it's around 3 a.m. We all went to sleep around 2 a.m. So about 3 a.m. And I go to sleep in my boxers. Next thing I know, I wake up, and since we were leaving the next day or whatever, I wake up, and I'm standing out in the hallway with my bags. Standing out in the hallway with my bags, I'm hearing chatter downstairs in the lobby, and it's really loud chatter. Nothing distinctive or anything, but it's really loud. And so I decided to look at my phone, see what time it was. And I pull my phone out, and it's 3 a.m. I used to sleepwalk a lot, and I haven't done it probably in 10 years or so. And so I woke up at 3 a.m., hearing people downstairs. My bag was fully packed. So I was fully clothed. I went to sleep in my boxers, and my bag was totally not packed. That was definitely a strange event. One of my most recent ones, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago. I was watching my friend's house while they were out of town. I was watching his house and his two dogs. And as I'm laying on the couch, it's about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I hear some noise in the kitchen. At first it sounded like the AC kicking on. I wasn't too worried about it. And then I noticed one of the dogs staring into the kitchen, hair raised. He was not happy. Looking in the kitchen, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to get his attention. Next thing I know, I'm hearing some, what it sounds like a cabinet. But the cabinet kind of open and shut. What it really sounds like is a dog going in there and, you know, pulling it open with his nose and then backing up and the door shuts really quick. But then I heard the drawers open. And so at that point, I was like, it's time to get out of here. So I went into the extra bedroom, try to go to sleep. Realized, you know, I need something to drink. So I go out into the kitchen where all the noise is occurring, and cabinets were wide open, drawers were wide open, and it just freaked me completely out. So I turned around, ran back into the extra bedroom. I left the TV on, just so there's some light and some noise going on outside of the room. And as soon as I step foot in that extra bedroom for the second time, after I get my water, the TV shuts off. And, you know, I asked the homeowner, I asked my friends about, you know, if they've ever experienced anything. My friend, he's never experienced anything, but his girlfriend that lives there as well, she definitely said she has. She's heard some stuff, she tries to ignore it, she tries to play it off. But I totally let her know her house is haunted. But, you know, I really apologize for the flow of all this. Got a couple more stories. When I was out in Wyoming, it was in the morning before we left, and we went to a coffee shop, and I came back, and I was sharing a hotel room with four other men, and so I knew that half the room was going to be locked up, so I decided to go down to the bathroom in the lobby, and there's only one stall in there. There's no urinal or anything. There's one stall, old wooden stall, one toilet. You know, you got to flush it physically, got to flush it for it to go down, and so after I used the restroom or whatever, I was washing my hands. The next thing I know is I hear the door creak on the stall. No big deal, nothing. Not worried about an old hotel, old bathroom, wood stall. No big deal. So as I carry on washing my hands, next thing I know is I hear the toilet flush. Turn around and ran out of there with soap all over my hands. Well, guys, I really appreciate listening to your podcast. Y'all are definitely interesting. You come out with some interesting things. You know, I have such a respect for the supernatural. They're definitely here, and need to do what we can to embrace it. All we're gonna do is piss them off, and it's gonna be bad at the end of the day. But I appreciate you guys listening to me talk. Yeah, I hope you guys have a good day.
What is it with ghosts and always opening cabinets and drawers and plates flying about? And is that just because it's an easy thing to do and it's noticeable?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I wasn't expecting to think about that, because you do hear it an awful lot. And you hear about it a lot, especially when you're talking about poltergeist situations.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, if there's a poltergeist situation in a house, it's always the kitchen cabinets that open and close. And I'm not sure exactly why. Why isn't it the bathroom cabinets? Why isn't it, you know, the cabinets in the garage or something? It's always in the kitchen.
It's always the kitchen.
That's a good question. I'm not really, really sure. I love his story about going to the hotel and kind of messing around and having the doorknob like turn in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, truthfully, when you are screwing around in a location that may have some activity going on, they like to show you who's boss.
Yeah? Have you ever had an experience like that?
I mean, I've investigated before with groups that were probably not as respectful and all that kind of stuff. And there's been times when like something would bang really loud right behind us or whatever, mm-hmm. and we couldn't figure out exactly what it was right about the time that we were messing around and being stupid. So, I mean, yeah, kind of.
Interesting. I was also thinking on that call of how awkward would it be that you get home and the person who's house sitting and you don't suspect your house is haunted. And the house sitter's like, oh my God, your house is so haunted. Like, something I don't want to hear. Like, I have a house sitter coming in a couple weeks. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I want to hear that when I get back. Even if there is stuff that happens. Like, just keep it to yourself. That's good.
Have you ever had something happen in your home?
No. Why? No, nothing at all. No. I don't think I've ever had anything happen here at this house.
Yeah, you don't want your house sitter to ask you that question.
No, that would just be a real. But the thing is, I would be that house sitter. I'd be the one who would start asking those questions too. So as much as I'm like, I would be horrified if I'm the person who owns the house, I would also probably be the same person who would do that if I was doing that for someone. So
just to be a jerk. Yeah.
Not to be a jerk, just because I'd find it interesting. Just because I'd be like, I'd want to know more. But not everybody wants to talk about that sort of thing either, or recognize if there is something going on.
True.
But,
very true.
Yeah. But no, good story. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Get access to all of our episodes ad free. Even try it out for 3 days. Right there on Apple Podcasts, free right now. On our premium channel or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.